Schedule 2, Part 1. And the quote is, the construction of an underground pipeline is exempted development under that class. What the Minister and the letter from Mayo County Council do not state is the next section of the regulation that states, but not the construction or erection of any apparatus, equipment or other thing ancillary to such a pipeline, save cathodic equipment and marker posts. The Minister's letter from Mayo County Council also cites Class 16 of the regulations, stating, such ancillary works necessary for carrying out of exempted development are in themselves exempted development under that class. What the letter does not quote is that a development can only be carried out in pursuant to a permission under the Planning and Development Act. The regulation goes on to state that all ancillary works are exempted, but not the construction or erection of any apparatus, equipment or other thing ancillary to such a pipeline. There is no planning permission in place for works at the site in Glengad, which perhaps is one of the reasons why Shell has applied for a new consent in 2009. To cap it, the Minister must ask why in similar circumstances, for example during the construction of the Mayo-Galway gas pipeline by Bord Gáis Éireann over the past few years, Bord Gáis always applied to the respective planning authority, Mayo County Council or Galway County Council, for planning permission to erect construction compounds. Midwest News asked for an interview with the Minister on this issue since yesterday, and we're still waiting. A public meeting will be held in Inver Community Centre this evening at 8 o'clock to discuss recent incidents in North Mayo. On to other stories, a social